I'm Rona Tarrant. The White House has said President Trump will declare a national emergency to fund his planned border wall with Mexico. The president will sign a border security bill to avert a government shutdown, but also act to bypass Congress and use military funds for the wall. Senior Democrats have responded by accusing him of committing a gross abuse of power and a lawless act. Congress passed the bill, which does not meet Trump's demands for wall funding, on Thursday. It now has to be signed by Trump to become law. A group of city commissioners in the border city of McAllen, Texas, have voted to remove from a building a popular Catholic-administered centre run by Sister Norma Pimentel. McAllen City Commissioners voted to vacate within 90 days the building that Catholic Charities uses to provide temporary shelter for immigrants who cross from Mexico into the US but who have been released by federal authorities. Brownsville Bishop Daniel Flores said the decision was disheartening, but hoped they could continue their collaborative relationship with the city. Virginia's two Catholic bishops have released lists of the clergy credibly accused of child sex abuse in their diocese. Arlington Bishop Michael Burbidge released 16 names on the diocesan website, while Richmond Bishop Barry Niestout released the names of 42 priests against whom credible allegations of abuse have been made. The bishop said the names were released in the interests of transparency and continued healing for victims. Pope Francis has appealed to members of the International Fund for Agricultural Development to work for sustainable development in rural areas, saying it's key to making poverty and hunger a thing of the past. The Pope was speaking to the group as they met in Rome. He called on them to support entrepreneurship and technological advances that help the common good. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org. Amazon has said it will not build a new headquarters in New York, citing fierce opposition from state and local politicians. The turnabout comes just months after the firm named New York City one of two sites selected for major expansion over the next decades. City and state leaders had agreed to provide about $3 billion in incentives to secure the investment.